it's not the same as it was. This world, it's just us. If you're a Harry Styles fan, I know you know the song. If you're not and you want to hear that song, it's As It Was by Harry Styles. Hillary is a big fan of Harry Styles and his new album is out. So you can imagine the last couple of days, it's been Harry Styles.
It's not paid.
It's not definitely not paid, but it's a good album.
It is a good album. It is a very amazing album.
Our guest is wondering, what the hell? What is going on? Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to our podcast. I am super excited about this episode because we have a special guest who I will let Hillary introduce.
Our guest today, YouTuber, momfluencer, Instagrammer.
Who says Instagrammer anymore?
I don't know. It's YouTuber, Instagrammer.
Your age is showing.
Let's just go with the flow.
Your age is showing.
Let's just go with the flow.
Okay.
Extraordinaire. Coming to us at... Okay, no. I just went off the rails. What? Anyway, Judy Njogu, realtor. She is here with us.
Yes, ma'am. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, listeners.
Oh my God.
Guys, this is my first time to be in a podcast and I'm actually very glad to be invited. It's exciting for me. I've reached a point in my life where I want to learn new things and to try new things. So this is really, really, really good. As I've been introduced by Hillary, my name is Judy Njogu. Judy Wairimu Njogu. I am 45 years old, a mother of two. That's Kit and Ryan. Ryan is my...
Oh, I'm waiting to hear that. Is he your last born or...
I'm thinking. My last born, actually.
Mommy, sure you're not adding.
Unless I get... For now, he's the last born because I can always adopt because I'm looking to get into maybe a relationship and I'm not sure whether I'll get a relationship where there are younger kids.
Oh,
so if they come in...
change your mind, eh?
No, not me. If they come.
Oh, if the other children come,
yes,
then...
Yes, not me to get a child.
But what if they're older than Ryan?
That's what I'm saying. For now. Because things can change. Anyway.
Okay.
Not from me. Definitely. Yeah. So I can even adopt. So if I feel like I really need a child. So Ryan is turning 12 in September.
Are you feeling you need a younger sibling? I feel that...
Let her just finish. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I'm glad to be here. I'm a real estate agent. At the moment, I'm doing management. I've done sales, rental, and management is really interesting. So I love life and I love my family. That is that number one.
Thank you. Thank you for that introduction that I am very sorry that I've interrupted. It's just the last one thing. I was like, when you were thinking about it, I was like, does mom want to bring another child? Does one mom want to give us another sibling, you know, from her body? That's what I mean.
You want another sibling?
I've always wanted another sibling, honestly. I always keep telling her, but she said, like, she's done. She's like, I have you and I have Ryan. Chapter closed, right? Right, mom? You don't...
Yeah. No, I'm closed. So I'm just waiting for grandchildren if they come.
If they come.
Yeah.
No pressure to who?
This honestly is no pressure at all, by the way. On a serious note, no pun intended.
Oh, which does bring us to today's topic. We're talking about parenthood, basically having children. And I feel like having children is something, especially women, we are told we must have. Like, if you don't have a child, what are you doing, right? Did you feel that pressure to have a child?
I wish I could answer this differently, but I didn't get a chance to think about it. It just happened for me.
Yeah.
Because I think I've been saying this for long in my Instagram, in my YouTube, that I got Kit at 18. So I was a child myself. I was still a teen. And I didn't get a chance to choose or think about, like, I'd want a family or I want children. But I remember... Because I think I started loving cars from a very long time ago. I used to see double cabin, the pickups. And I always thought in my head that when I grow up, I'll have a farm and I'll have probably two children, me, my husband, of course, me driving or him driving. Mm-hmm. I pictured that in my mind and I would say it. So back at the back, maybe subconsciously, I thought I wanted two children, a family and a farm and a double cabin. So you had thought about it,
but not like really deeply.
No.
It wasn't something you wanted soon.
It was in my subconscious. It was not something that I got to a point of thinking like, I would want these children and you understand.
Yeah.
What age were you when you were like, that could work out? I see like the stereotypical nuclear family. But what were you just like you said you were a child, but was it like 17, 16? Or was it something you just saw?
It was in her subconscious.
Yeah, I'm not sure when, because when I was growing up, it's different. I was born 1977. So people were not enlightened. Mm-hmm. The world was not as liberal. And even if it was, people are not speaking so much about it. So it's what I grew up with. You know, the way you're brought up, that's the way you go. It's like if you're brought up in as a Christian, you continue. If it's a Muslim,
you continue.
Like that is your foundation. So in your head, there is no thinking that there could be something different.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense that it is true. It's the culture.
Exactly. There's a Kikuyu saying that goes that like someone who's not gone out there or visited other places, they think their mom is the best cook. Until they go out there, meet chefs and meet Akina Kate and Akina Hillary. And they're like, Allah? Someone like Ryan knows I'm not the best cook. Maybe only for chapels. Because he's tasted Kate's food. He's gone to nice restaurants. You understand? It's the same thing. So what I'm saying is, there was nothing else to refer to.
To refer to, yeah. Like it was just like an automatic thing.
Automatic, yeah.
Automatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilary, do you think for men I feel like there's pressure actually. There's pressure for you to bring a grandchild to continue with the line in a way, to continue with the name. Do you think, what is that pressure like?
I feel that's pressure you put on yourself sometimes. It's not like pressure that's coming from like a generation, because I feel as well, we don't get that line where we're like, you're getting older. Are you sure you're going to have care? We are productive to the end.
Oh, so, yeah, you are. You will still produce things.
You'll still produce, give or take. It's just like maybe some sort of societal pressure. But because again, you can just decide, you know what? It's very bad to think about, but you're like, I can have a child, but I don't have. You see, like you can have that in the back. It's a very evil thought, but you're like, there have been so many single mothers.
I've just put my seed out there.
Yeah, but I don't feel, mostly in our generation, I don't feel like...
The pressure.
I don't feel like my mom or my dad or just my family in general, everyone is just like, you're pushing 30. Oh my God, you should be having kids. People are just like, you know what, just work on yourself.
Do what you gotta do.
And then, you know, I don't feel right now, maybe for me personally, but again, they're very like the other families out there where the
mom. Yeah, especially like, I'm sure also if you're married.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you married and you don't have a child? Especially for a man who's going to continue with, because I know there's that name.
When Hilary says that, when he talks about that idea that he doesn't have to be there to bring up a child, it's taken me back to Ryan's dad. And I'm saying this with no shame because it's a fact. I remember when I was having a child, I knew he was going to be there. Maybe not 100%, but I was hopeful because we'd gone out for like 6 years. And I thought that maybe right now I can get a father and a mother and bring up my child with that nuclear.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had already adopted very well to Kate then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But later on, after we broke up, because we broke up when I was pregnant and things just happened, I remember him saying that he's very happy and he knows that he has a responsible mother to take care of his child. He said that to my face.
What is that?
He said that even if he went out there and had children with like 40 women, at least he's glad like Ryan is taken care of. And at the end of the day, all these kids at some point will go back looking for him because they don't have another dad. He has that comfort.
That is so messed up. Okay.
It's messed up, but I understand from where you're saying, like, that is the mentality that is there. And that is what us as women have put out there, if especially for men. I'm not being, like, judgmental or anything, but I'm saying, I think us as women of nowadays, we've shown men that we are capable. Like, I can have a child without a man being there to take care of it. So most men are taking it literally.
Taking advantage of that.
Taking advantage there. Like, even if I'm not there.
Yeah.
Mtoto atangaliwa, atakula, like Ryan goes to school. He doesn't. He will come to visit Ryan once in a blue moon. Atakuja amesimama, like nothing. Or maybe come with milk ili atapikiwa kunyosha. You understand? He's very comfortable that he knows Ryan's school fees is paid. He does not even...
He doesn't do anything.
You understand? Yeah. So that story of pressure to have kids, I think for men, it's not as much as us. It's just like, uonekane tu kona mtoto hapo inje. Like, it's something to brag about. You know, oh, nikona watoto wanne, wameangaliwa. Then he swipes pictures and showing, oh, my son is doing this.
I got baby mamas, yeah? I got baby mamas.
And that is so messed up.
It is messed up.
It's very messed up because this man is not thinking about the child and the way they're bringing up that child or what they're showing that child that things should be done.
Yeah.
You see? You see now, like, you just know. Just like, it's going to be, you see now your mom, my mom, like, you see, like, guys, just like, I don't feel in our generation it's as junior as it was. Because, you know me, I come from a culture where having a child named junior from you is just like such an achievement at some point, you know. And the fact I come from a very polygamous background, like very, like I know like a lot of like people my dad's age were very polygamous. So, and I've seen like a lot of the moms just doing like...
They're picking up the slack, of course, because this is your child. Like you can't leave your child. You'll have to do.
As a woman, I guess.
I think also because you've had the child for 9 months. Like, this is you. It becomes your responsibility. You just can't. Although I do know that there are single dads, but the ratio cannot be compared. It's crazy. Cannot be compared. So I was even having a conversation on Instagram and I was asking people if they want children. Of course, majority were like, yes, 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 I want children. So I asked, why do you want children? And I think... most people don't understand the magnitude of raising a child and they don't understand how expensive it also can get. And they also, I don't think they understand that some of their reasons are selfish of wanting to have a child. For instance, if you say you want to have a mini you, that means you've already set in your mind, this child is going to be like me and try to achieve the things that I did not achieve.
And then you'll force them.
Force them into a life, exactly.
What you could not manage.
Yes.
Or what you thought would have been the perfect picture of you, you'll shove that down the throat of your child,
yeah.
Which is very selfish.
Which is actually, everyone is like, yeah, I just want a mini-me. I'm like, do you understand what you're trying to say?
Yeah, don't want a mini-me. You know?
No, like, I think that, you kind of get disappointed because, I don't know, ma'am, maybe Mama Kate, you can talk to this. So you have this expectation and you're like, okay, about for you, I know you're blessed, like, the first child you had was kids. She kind of is sort of a mini you as we speak, but
a better version of me, actually.
Do moms have this regret? Like, I really wanted a daughter, but I got a son first. And like at that time, you know, because I have talked to someone who was like, when I was in the hospital and I was told it's not a girl, I was just like, do I even want this child? Is that like something that psychologically you're like, are you prepared for Ryan being a girl?
Let me tell you what, let's just, before Ryan reaches Ryan,
mm-hmm.
What I know where people feel like they really need a boy or a girl is where they have like 3 girls
mm-hmm.
or 4 boys and they want the opposite, like in the last child they've been trying. Mm-hmm. But normally for first child, most people, I think like 99% or 90 whatever percent, they want a healthy child. Then the second one, that's where the pressure is, or the third one. Like I have 2 boys, now I need a girl. But for me, I remember when I was pregnant with Kate, when I was going to give birth, I really hoped it's a boy. I really did. Because the kind of life I had lived as a girl and what I was exposed to, and then I could see maybe the treatment of the boy child and the girl child. Back then, it's not like now. They were always treated like they were better. At my age, I think most people will agree that boys were treated like they are more important than girls. So I didn't want that to go on with my child. I wanted, you know, to feel like I have a hero or something, some sort of that story. But for Ryan, I really hoped for a boy because I had Kate already.
Yeah, but I think also like we're just talking about why you'd want a child, like the reasons why you'd want a child, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking, Mom, there's something you brought up. You said a child, you want a healthy child the first time. I don't think people will understand how it would be. What if you get a child with special needs?
That's one.
Like, are you, like, I don't think people understand if, how do you know you're ready for that?
You don't know.
And how many times have we seen kids with special needs kids who have been taken to homes, who are just on the street, who are not being helped?
Yeah. And that is one of the most scary thing when you're pregnant. I think it happens to every woman when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Because at some point in your life, you'll meet a child who has special needs or has, you know, not 100%. And, okay, let's say special needs, as you're saying, maybe not whatever. You know, people might take this out of context. But what I'm saying is, you might get a child who has autism. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or it's a good thing, but I'm saying...
it's going to be difficult.
They have special needs. Yeah, they need you more, probably,
than how you'd...
how you do that just a normal child, yeah? So it's always at the back of your head. And I remember when I was pregnant with you and even with Ryan, my prayer was always to get a healthy child.
Yeah.
That was number one. And then boy, girl, whatever. But that was my prayer. And I believe it's the biggest prayer for every parent. You want a healthy child. Forget boy or girl.
There are parents who, you know, like if you're a first-time parent, like you said you want a child and you get a special needs child. Like it's something that you have to have in the back of your mind. You might have that special needs child. What are you going to do then? Because you just can't say you want... Yes, like the people who have I asked, why do they want children? Somebody said they wanted a mini-me. Somebody said they just like, they want to expand their, what can I say?
Expand their?
Their genes or what?
To to continue with their lineage. Mm. Somebody's like, I just like the thought of having a family. But then I'm like, okay, what if you have a child and they can't even have children? Who will continue their lineage. If you have a child who has special needs, what are you going to do then? Because your main reason for wanting a child is a mini you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do then? You get, I feel like...
That's where you find parents start rejecting their kids.
Exactly.
They give birth with that mentality that I want a mini me or a better version of me. And then comes something very different. So they start hating the child for like, why didn't you come as I expected? Like it's their fault.
Mm.
And that's why you find some kids, you've had those stories of kids being chained.
People who are mistreating children.
Exactly.
Because I feel like the reason why I really want us to have this conversation, I feel like wanting to have children has been glamorized or has been made to look like, yes, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a blessing to have children. But yes. I don't think people understand the magnitude of it. Before you bring somebody into this world, there's so many things you're supposed to be thinking about. And I know for you, you didn't even have the chance.
No.
To think about it. So I just want people to know, why do you want to bring children? Why? Like, why do you want to bring somebody into this world?
I think most people who want to get children is because it's the natural course.
Exactly. I feel it's just also a nature thing where you're like...
Your body is built for that. As in, this is what happens in life.
Mm. But doesn't happen for everyone also?
It doesn't happen for everyone. But nowadays, especially with the
technology advancement also,
it's something to think about. You know, it's something to sit and debate and think about. For us or the old, in fact, like my mom's generation, like you would not even have, you would not sit and have such a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys mad? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You understand? But right now, people are enlightened and I think, I don't know what I think about it, honestly. I think... It's crazy because we are changing.
Yeah, we are changing.
The world is changing.
And the actual world is not even becoming a better place if you think about it.
No, it's not. It's just becoming worse, I think.
Mm. We have more technology.
But what do we do? Now we don't give birth, we don't have children. What are we going to do?
And that's the question like a lot of people have. I think this came across on your poll where people are like, do we want to bring a child into such a world where there's climate change and war and, you know, there's just always something happening. I can't afford myself. Some of us are pushing 30 and we're still in our parents' house, not because we want to. Are you going to have a child in your parents' house? Like, there's so much to think about in the current state. And then there's some people who have the technology to have, like, children. Like, I think we're watching something the other day about like children just being born outside. So is it like supposed to be like now a motherly thing? You know, there's so many things to think about. And maybe I'm going off topic.
When he says children are being born outside, he means the child is not going to grow inside you at all. Yes, you'll give the egg and there'll be a sperm, but the child will fully grow like in a lab, in a container. The child is not going to grow through you. So that affects motherhood in a way. I feel like it definitely affects the connection that you're probably going to have with your child. Right, mom? Can you imagine? You're just like, what is going on?
Has it puzzled your head?
Why it's puzzling my head is because there are still women who go through the 9 months, the whole yard, and they're so disconnected from their children. Mm. They treat their children like garbage, like you are. But they did go the whole 9 months. So I think also motherhood depends with one person from the other. One person from the other. Because you can find someone who has adopted kids and loves them so much, takes care of them so much, and, you know, like they're a complete mom. So I don't think a mom is that idea of birthing.
Oh.
I don't think so. I don't think that is the connection. I think it's more, it's more than that. It's
how you are also, right? Yeah. So also think, even with this conversation, we're just trying to make sure that doesn't happen a lot. Bringing children into this world, but treating them like you didn't want them in the first place.
Yeah.
So if, like, for us women, even men, even before you pressure your woman for a child, you need to think of so many things. Because some of the responses I got here, somebody's like, kids are very adorable. I know I will be the best mom to my kids. How do you know you're going to be the best mom?
Because they've already put it out.
Okay, and how do you know you're
looking for
it? If you think kids are adorable, what kind of child are you looking at to think that's adorable? What if they do not come out the way you think they're going to come out? Will you?
Will you?
Will you? You won't know. Because if somebody has that set of mind of they have seen adorable children they also want, what if the child is not adorable according to your standards? What are you going to do then?
Yeah, the very Instagrammable
somebody's
children.
Somebody's like having a little mini-me won't harm. I'd like to see a mini-me would look so adorable. Somebody's like, I just love children. I feel like there's a purpose in guiding somebody through life. There's one comment here. You can talk to them even if they don't understand you. Makes you feel like you're not alone. Somebody wants a child for companionship. Somebody wants a child.
They can get a dog. No, really, because Kate, I was telling you the other day, I think when I wanted to get Ryan, it's when I realized that you've grown up and you're not a child anymore. Like, I'm mostly always alone. You understand? So I was like that. It was a bit selfish on my part because I was like, I also want companionship and I don't want to be alone. I want someone else to be responsible for that person. You understand? Kate, you understand? So I wanted another person. And I also remember you also wanted a sibling. And I'm like, this Kate has been brought up without a sibling. Maybe how will it be for her? As much as she's bigger, but how will it be? Maybe my selfish reason was like, I wanted companionship for me and also Kate to have a sibling. So that could be selfish. But then again, Ryan is turning 12, as I'm saying, and I've seen the difference between Ryan and Kate. Ryan is disconnecting so fast. Like, he's his own person so fast.
Like, mom, don't mom me.
Exactly. The other day, as I was telling you, I told him I was going somewhere, and I called him and told him, you've not missed me. I told you I was going somewhere. He's like, oh, it was today. And I'm like, what do you mean? You'd not even have missed me. He's like, Kama unge kuja, ngendelea tu na maisha. And I'm like, what?
I tell you, that comment has really stayed with my mom for.
Yes, it has because it has shook me because I remember with Kate always wanted to go with me places. In fact, I'm the one who used to say no most of the times. You understand? I'll be like, I'm going somewhere. Kate is like, see, 22. I'm like, no. But now with Ryan, where I want to go with him almost everywhere, he's like, mom, niko tu sawa. Take care. I'll watch a movie.
How the tables have turned.
Exactly. Exactly. So, as much as when I was younger then, which is Ryan is turning 11, I was thinking that I need this child for companionship. I was not ready for this, for what's happening now. So, I think when people want to have children, maybe just have for other reasons, but not selfish reasons like companionship. Because, what's happening to me.
Experience, what is it called? What do people say? The love. That love. Is that love?
The unconditional love.
Yeah, that love. By the way, it's so different. You guys will know.
The love is different.
Like the way I love Kate and Ryan, I've never loved anyone that much. It's there and it's real and you feel it and there's no second guessing. So when I see parents who don't love their kids, I'm like, are you not?
It's not making sense to you.
It doesn't make sense for me because to most parents, like a mother's love to their children is so divine and so magical. No matter the situation, that at the back of your head, you still have your child at heart. No matter what, even if you're not in talking terms, you still want the best for them. So when I see people who mistreat their kids and are not there for their kids or
just... Because they had them for the wrong reasons, mom.
That's the thing, I think so.
Because if even somebody telling me that they want to continue their...
Lineage.
Not even their lineage. Somebody was like, the work that I've put into, I want somebody to continue with it. The amount of work. So I'm like, that means probably you'll raise a titan there. to continue with what your work. What if they don't want to work in that line of industry? And if your child wants to continue the lineage, what if your child is gay and they don't have children? What's going to happen? Are you going to leave them? Are you going to say you're abandoning them? Remember when you saw that there's this Indian family that sued their son's wife because she was not giving them children? just like, I think people just need to really think about why you need a child or why you want to bring another life. I don't think you ever, anyone will ever be ready.
No one is ever ready.
I don't think you'll ever.
Maybe Rihanna was ready.
Rihanna, yeah.
I think when you reach it as, when you reach a certain age,
you start,
then you know.
Yeah, you know. You know when
you have the capacity and all that. You know that even if you died, your child is well taken care of. I think there's a certain age and maybe some financial. Nowadays, everybody's looking at financials. It's not like before where you just have a child. Like me, I had a child without.
Yeah, how are you guys just like, you know what? God and life will figure it out.
I know, even mom, I don't even know.
What kind of prayers were you all praying? Jesus Christ.
Especially mom, right? Yeah. She was just in school. And here we are. Mom, I didn't
mine
know.
Was not planned, but it has worked out. So I'm thankful to God for that.
I think for you, for seeing my mom like that, that's when I realized, like, when you know, when you feel, when it's time, it's time.
Yeah.
You know, when it's time, it's time. But also, I feel like if you have the capacity to actually think and plan for these things, just really think properly about your child. Because you don't want to bring somebody that you're going to hurt.
Kate, let me ask you, what made you ask that question? About what children? Triggered you? Yeah.
I just wanted to know, because I've seen, I know so many of my friends who have been hurt by their parents. I know also you, the way you are, just the way you are. It's something that I realized, I don't think somebody woke up and said, I'm going to have a child and I'm going to mistreat them. It was something that happened before. So I feel like it can be stopped way before you even have the child, having such conversations.
Do you want children?
That's what I've been asking myself. I'm confused at the moment. I don't know whether I want or not. It's not something that I'm thinking, actively thinking about.
And when you ask people why they don't have kids, what were some of the responses?
So like for me, where I might be confused about having children is because, of course, I want the best for my children. Yes, you personally managed without the situation that you are in, and what I am in now is very different. I might be able to, I can see it's okay, I can push myself kidogo and I can do it, but mentally I know I won't be able to do it. I know having another person depending on me for everything is something that's very scary.
And let me tell you what, that is the most important thing you can ever do for yourself. If you know that you're not mentally ready,
don't do it.
Please. Hold up. Because when it feels like it's the right time, it's just going to happen. And yeah, you feel you're good. Let me tell you what, I have friends, even my age mates, who don't have kids. I sat with one of them and one is younger and I was asking her, you don't like it? She's like, yeah, for what? I can hardly take care of myself. If I want dogs. And she got dogs and she takes care of them. And when she's tired, she can get rid of them. Because they are dogs at the end of the day, as much as people here will come saying, oh, they're humans, whatever, nonsense, yeah? Then there's one who is my age mate, and she's like, why do I need kids? She just got married to a white person, and the person has kids, grown-up kids. He's like, these are my children. I can give them as much love, and at least someone took care of them where there was diapers and crying and teething and whatever. Now it's teenagehood, and others are married, so I'm becoming a grandma. Already it's like a pre... It's like a prepaid service for a child. Like, this is what I want and I get.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is that if anyone, this is my opinion, which I'm entitled to. If someone feels like they're not ready for a child or they never want a child, that is really upon them.
That's up.
Because you can't force anything to anybody. Because as much as I love you so much, Kate, and I love Ryan so much, I am not you. I'm not Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a whole different being. Kate is different. Ryan is different. So if Ryan decided he's gonna have a child before Kate, well and good. I'm happy to have a grandchild. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But if he decides not, that's upon him. If Kate decides to have a child even today, and she's sure she can take care of, I always tell her, tafadhali ukiza, ujue uyo mtoto ni wako, nitakuwa nakuja tunaonana na yeye. No, now say, hey baby, yeah, and I go home, or they come over for a weekend. Okay, what I'm saying is, if Kate decides to have a child, I will be, I think, the best grandma given that chance. Because, you know, I can pass before then, but whatever. Touch wood, because happy wood.
Touch wood.
But what I'm saying is, if Kate wants to have children, I'm happy to be, I'll be a happier. I mean,
shush.
I'll be shush. And of course, she had better call if it's a girl or a girl, because that's me. But if she decides she doesn't want, maybe she wants to adopt or not have at all. That's really upon her, to be honest.
So I definitely feel like I'm mentally not, even alone financially. mentally.
Let me tell you, financially, you'll never ever be ready.
You'll never be ready. Yeah.
Money is like a hole. You get this. Because think about this. Huh? When you are in USIU, when you're going to school, do you ever imagine you could be earning what you're earning now? By any chance?
No.
You didn't think, yeah? But now that you've reached there, you want more. That's human nature.
Yeah.
Today, Kate, even if you earn 500,000 or 1 million per month, you'll always want more. That is human nature.
It's true. So mentally, I'm definitely low. I think that's the biggest reason why I'm confused about it. Or rather, I feel like I'm not ready. Maybe in the future.
But the good thing is that no one is pushing you.
So yeah.
Just do it at your own time, yeah, if you want.
See, my mom is here. She's not pushing me to have children. Mm. And also there is, I feel like all of us have childhood trauma. Mom, I know you realized later on that you had childhood.
Everyone has. Everyone it's just has. That some have more than others.
Yeah. But I feel since we all as children, we all feel like there's a way our parents did us wrong. And if you don't deal with that, you're not going to be able to be that ideal parents that you want to be to your future child, you know? So there are a couple of reasons. Hillary actually even asked on Instagram, and I was surprised that there are actually so many people who don't want to have children. So ask them why.
Yeah, people are like, oh, the economy is too expensive. And I think you've just touched on that. People are like, it's just too expensive to raise a child.
Fuel is 150 as we speak.
fuel is 150.
Yeah, there was that.
And the thing with Kenya, like one thing, fuel goes up, everything goes up.
Transportation
goes up. Some people just want to enjoy their lives. And it's kind of selfish. As an African, like in our African setting, it's kind of selfish. Right?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like, because a lot of people are like, I just want the good life. I want to travel. Somebody genuinely said they want to travel enough before the human race destroys itself.
Mm.
That's what somebody genuinely said. And as Africans, how we've been like taught, you feel that's kind of selfish. You're like, all this money. Why are you going to Europe and Asia and all this? You could just stay here home, have a nice job, you know. Take care of your children until, you know, they are old, and then you'll have time to travel after that. Yeah, you know, somebody's just sitting in the house and thinking, will there be a world for me to go to after 18 years? Will there be places for me to travel? And I don't know. Do you think it's kind of selfish? Like an African, because your Gen X, y'all were brought up different.
It's selfish, but you definitely want. It's important to be selfish.
You know. You only learn. You only learn this later in life. I'm still trying so much to be selfish. It's just now that I've started doing things for myself. I went for my first date by myself for a movie, and it's Kate who pushed me to do that. And I'm still looking. I've still been dilly-dallying about going like I just get, you know, those group joining, whatever's going to Mara or whatever.
I just go with Ryan.
Yeah. I always go with Ryan.
Yeah. So you want to go with Ryan?
Yeah. She always wants to go with Ryan.
When do you stop being a mom, and when do you, like, I remember you and Kate had this conversation.
I told my mom, I feel like some mothers completely lose their identity.
The identity becomes
more. Yes. You know, this woman is a lawyer. Jurinjogu. On Judy Jogu Realtor, people know you as Judy Jogu Realtor, but probably for you, you are Mama Kate and Mama Ryan.
Yeah,
like that is for the real, biggest yeah. thing for you. You are Mama Kate and Mama Ryan, not anything else.
Yeah,
even I think when some parents even forget their names,
yeah,
you're like, why are you calling Mama, me Judy? Yeah. I'm Mama Kate, call me Mama Kate or call me Mama Ryan.
In fact, some people call me Judy Jogu, especially if you know me other than work or in person, and I'm like, why are you calling me that? Why are you calling me Judy? What's wrong with you?
And I also feel even as a society, we've done wrong to mothers.
Yeah, yeah.
The really people have. Really stop calling you your name.
Yeah, and they forget about it.
Who is that? Auji Mama Ryan?
My friend took me to a very social, your mom's age kind of party, and we were the young ones. This woman, you could see like different types of like women. And we saw two examples right in front of us. One, unfortunately, I'm going to have to just say, like, maybe it's just a stereotype, but one Kikuyu man came with a wife and was like...
What is it, an introduction?
Yeah, this was an introduction.
Kikuyu men are the ghetto. Cheers. Ninawashi,
Anna.
Mama watoto.
Maybe it's a stereotype. But this guy came and us were just there sitting, enjoying, but like the introduction was, this is the mother of my kids.
Of course. What have you done, Mama?
In contrast, another Western man came and was like, this is my beautiful wife. You see, he came with the wife and was like, this is a beautiful wife. And genuinely, I feel you could see it in the faces of these women, how they reacted to the introduction.
They were like, how?
You could see the one who was introduced as the beautiful wife, very happy, you know.
I think this is a discussion for, like a full discussion.
Different discussion.
Of Kenyan men and how they treat their women.
Yeah.
Like a Kikuyu is a whole setting and Western and the Swahili. Yeah, as in they're all very different.
Mom, do you think you've lost your identity?
Not really.
But
I still don't feel that.
Actually, I don't even know why we're asking Mom these things. She got me at a very young age. She didn't even get a chance to really
have an identity.
To have an identity of who you really are. Who you really are.
Yeah, I've always been Mama Kate by then, like most of my life.
Being like, that's a big thing we really need to realize.
Okay, another thing about people really touched on was like generational trauma. And I thought you've touched on this when you began. But people are just like, you know, I feel how basically I was treated. I might end up treating my children the same way, you know, like.
But you can't do that.
Yeah. Some people have that genuine fear and it's not something you can remove from them. Like, my mom used to beat me all the time. And I believe that's the only form. Yeah, you know, it kind of sticks with you. Like, this is the only form of discipline. But you have grown up knowing this is not right. You have grown up. You haven't done therapy, but you've... Let's just say people have found a way to compartmentalize their pain and their traumas. So it's something where it's like, it's you telling yourself, I need to be better. But at the same time, you're like, once I have a child, is it like,
will you just switch?
Will you just switch and all of a sudden I'm a mom?
And become what you thought you'd not be.
Am I my mom? Am I my dad? You know, like my dad was never there, but he became a strong man. You see?
Yeah.
So am I not going to be, am I going to risk showing my emotions to my child and have them being a soft man? You get? It's something people don't really think about because maybe you start off with genuine intentions and you're going to be like, I'm going to be emotionally available, but you're seeing your son. When they're at 7, they're a bit more soft and you're like, you need to toughen up a bit.
Come on, my dad. It is time to look at to be my dad.
My daughter, immediately, her hands can touch the sink. She needs to learn how to clean everywhere. You see, like, and it's not something like, and our generations have changed and people want to focus on things differently. They want to be different parents. And you can really see that with millennial parents now, where they just want to be very involved in their children's lives. You see? So, like, that's something people touched on and they don't know.
Like we've said, the millennial parents are very different.
Yeah.
Yes, kuna bus, but I want to take my child. Mom, we are saying, and you are doing that for Ryan. Like literally, Ryan can walk to school. Like the distance is that short. But no, ati acha nimpeleke. Acha na kwanza nimchukue. You know, like...
Being extra.
Barely a 100 meter distance.
Barely. Like even this parent-teacher conferences, they're always there. Diary nasomwa kabisa. Homework yako inaangaliwa kabisa. It's very involved. The parent does not only get involved at you during the results of the exam only. Because that's, for most, that was the only time your parent was involved.
They don't see how much you struggled through the term.
Unipata nini?
Why are these results horrendous? Why? Why? What were you doing?
What have you been doing? But there's a difference. There's a very big difference. Yeah. At least now there's hope.
Let me tell you something, guys. Yeah. As much as I became a parent unexpectedly, yes, she came unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had so much to deal with, even after being pregnant. Because I was like, I'm an outcast, I'm alone, and I'm being led to know that.
You're alone.
Like,
they were showing you.
Like
eh?
You've been hoeing, you're a hoe, you know, from the people you are in school with, like your peers, your neighbors, everybody lets you know, like, you know, you're a slut or whatever, which by itself was not nice. But during our generation, you just chill out, you know, that's what you are, you know, you just accept and move on because there is no other choice. Eh? You don't even have someone to go and talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, at some point, there is a way I could react to Kate or do to her. And a bit later, like when it's already happened,
mm-hmm.
I sit and think about it and I'm like, oh shit. Am I trying to be my mom?
Mm-hmm.
Am I trying to be better? Later on, like even now, sometimes there's something that happens and I'm like, maybe I could have done that better because I try to take myself like many years back when I was Kate's age or when I was Ryan's age,
mm-hmm.
how I would have wanted to be treated.
Yeah.
I'd have wanted to be listened. I'd have wanted to be guided. I'd have wanted to be thought of as like any other child
mm-hmm.
or what I was seeing around me. Then, but sometimes, you know, reflex or reaction, some things are out of anger and you're thinking things happen and they don't happen the way you really wanted them to. And you sit there thinking, oh, shit, am I being...
Are you being your mom?
Exactly. Or am I being the society that was my society then? Am I doing the same thing? And you sit there thinking, oh, God, I need to do better. So it's a personal decision that I made that I want to be a better parent. I want to be a better mom. I want to be a better friend in everything. I want to be better than what I've been taught or what I've seen. It's hard because nobody's 100%, but you can actually decide to do that.
But you remember when it happens, and then you start thinking, guy, this is the same thing that happened. That's exactly. Basically now the trauma.
Exactly. I'm just like, what is going on?
That's usually the trauma. That's how you know things went wrong.
Oh, God. But the funny thing is that I started knowing from a very young age that things were going wrong. I think that's a whole topic.
That's a whole different.
But what I know is that, you know, when you go back, you're like, you could see because like the way people talk to you or when they see you and they're like, hey, wachaneni na huyo kwa sababu, this and this is going to happen to her or it's going to happen to like everybody in like the whole estate knew the kind of environment you're growing in and they want to avoid or not to be associated with you.
Yeah.
Another reason people are like,
they don't want.
Bath giving just looks like, oh,
horrendous.
Like a strenuous process.
Yeah, you saw our Jesus, it's out there for everybody.
It's true. I mean, there are new methods, yes, but... Yes.
But
and also, I think actually we should even check how many women die from childbirth.
Oh, gosh.
Like, even if with all this technology.
And that's just, like, another reason people are like, well, what if it comes to a point where the next of kin has to choose me or them?
Ooh.
You get, like, you're there with your husband or your mom.
Choose your child, right?
And then they're like, and then you're being told only one has to survive. Mama, maybe with your mom, you've gone through so much. Do you think at that point she's like, save my daughter?
Save my daughter or save my grandchild?
Yes.
But I know most people usually choose not to save the child.
Yeah, because you can always have other kids.
Yeah, but then now what happens?
But not someone you have a relationship.
The person you saved is not going to be the same again because they want to carry the child for 9 months. Mm. They'll ask you why. Why did you make that decision? Now that's where now the problems come
in. Yeah.
Problems will stem from there. Because now you've basically like killed the child.
But I also think we are reading too much into it. You know, sometimes TMI, too much information is also bringing up these questions of most people have reasons, but they're not really valid reasons. That's what I think.
But you know, for them, it's valid.
That's valid. What I'm saying. As Judy Njogu, 45-year-old mother, when I look at it, I think for some people, it's reading too much into it. Because I remember when I was pregnant with you and I started now doing more research. And now as those books, it's not like internet where we didn't have so much information. Yes. And there was this story of East fistula or something that when you're giving birth, you nararuka and your back and the front connect and then you can't control your nini. That was traumatizing for me. I was just praying like, please God, I even stopped eating because Kate was born very small. I think she was 1.8 kgs because I couldn't imagine a big child who is going to tear through me. It's not like for Ryan where I was psyched and I was ready. I knew there is treatment and all that. And if worse comes to worse, I can go through a C-section and all that. Then I didn't have that. But it was still that you are being told how childbirth is gruesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see, it's important to do just to do it.
But I think if I had a choice, if I reached a point where I had a choice, I would not have had a child at that age. I'd probably have had like from 25 to 30. That's when I would have had a child. Maybe that's when I would have been ready, you know, marriage. Because everyone looks at, you get married, you get children and all that.
Yeah, but I think for people are just like, when will I see the reward? You see, that's something people say. Like,
that is because you're giving birth thinking that
for the wrong reason.
No, like, because somebody said, okay, I've experienced what my 16 hours of labor, the child didn't come out, it had to be induced at that point. And then after that, I'm going to have sleepless nights.
Yeah.
I need to be partying. I can't be having My sleep
and then diapers, and then preschool, and then school, teenage, like, grown up, university.
There's no nini.
At what point?
There's no end in sight.
I don't think there's any reward like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because you know you're sitting and you're like, okay, at what point in my life will I say, you know, I have done enough. Like,
this is it.
I feel rewarded. Like when I sit down by myself, I'm like, I have made this human being.
Their own person.
To
their own person, and they can take care of themselves.
I think that is it. Just seeing them being able to stand on their own. From them not pooping on themselves to now vomiting. You know?
Yeah. Will those little wins be enough for you to be like, this was all worth it in the end?
Yeah. I think that if you have children for the
day. Do you ever reach that point, really? I don't think so.
Mom, just feel right. You don't feel any reward.
You're okay. Rewarding in what way?
Yeah, he literally means rewarding. Okay. I feel it's just feeling content.
Here. Do you feel Kate is content? Before you lie. I know you will lie.
I don't feel she's still 100%. Kate wants to make me feel like she's okay. At the back of my head, I still worry. I'm like, is she really okay?
To be honest. You see?
I think for a parent, you're always worried.
You'll always worry about your child.
You'll always worry.
But what I've learned is not to push Kate to whatever she doesn't want to be.
Facts.
Me, up to date, a 45-year grown woman, my mom still wants to push me to do things, Harvey.
Trauma.
I am 45.
She's still...
I've been telling you to do this. You don't listen to me. You need to do this. I am 45 years old with a grown-up daughter and a preteen son. But she still gets mad at me for not doing the things the way she wants me to do them. And it's things to do with my life, my personal life.
Shout out to all the moms who just let the birds leave the nest and they're okay.
Let them be. I don't think they're okay, but the fact that it's like, I feel like for mom, just trusting.
You just trust?
Trusting your child to.
And
I feel this trust goes 80%, it's never 100.
It can never be 100%. It can never be 100%, that's for sure.
Never be
if you're 30 and your mom is still booking your hospital appointments, shout out to you also.
I know, that's I know. I think all of us are like that. I think we're still very dependent on our parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also for guys like you, like for Kate, probably this is what I want to believe, is that she knows that she can always come back to me or she can always talk to me about whatever and tell me, you know what, these things are not working. What do we do next?
Yeah.
I think that we should be able to give our children that comfort that as much as I could not be doing better than Kate, that I'm there to listen. You know, sometimes it's not all about money.
Yeah.
It's about I'm there to listen. I'm there to accept. I'm there at least to try and understand you. Not totally understand, but you know, I've already brought out my hand. I've reached out my hand like halfway.
Yeah, so our time is up. So you gotta wrap.
Plus, I also feel like parents, you can't nini your children with fear. You can't instill fear. Because they'll...
Tell that to my mom.
Hey!
You push them away and they'll never tell you when anything is going on.
Me, I feared my parents. You know, at some point, my mom used to call me, even now that she's going to the States. I 10.
You're like, oh, shit.
My mom called me.
I'm not saying my mom is anything, but I'm just trying to make you understand. I don't know whether there are people who...
Definitely. People your age, I'm sure.
My mom calls me. She's in the States. I tense. And I'm like, how is this going to go? When I call you, do you tense?
No, I'm just like...
And I think a lot of people my age are a bit younger, like my brothers and sisters and a bit older than me. I think most of them have that, like there's that attention. Sometimes you're like, can I not pick this? And then you know when you don't pick, you don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. So I feel like if you want to have a child, find the right reasons. I don't think there'll be a perfect time for you to have that child, but have the right reasons. Also work hard because we all want the best things.
What is the right reason?
Just don't be selfish about it.
Yeah. Not the right reason. Don't be selfish about it.
If actually,
it could be just to bring up kids.
It's actually not a right reason because reasons might be different. Yeah. Don't be selfish about it. Just think about it wholly and deeply. And also think of yourself. How are you?
And are you okay mentally?
Are you okay mentally to bring another person? Because this person will depend on you for everything. And if you don't have a child, It's fine. Don't feel the pressure to have children. Yes, you might be like, somebody was like, at if they grow old and they're 70, at they will not have anyone to take care of them.
What if your children died before you?
For instance, mom, in South Korea, the old people, the ones who are running these small shops on the street. Because their
kids have left them because they can hardly take care of themselves.
In the US, how many?
Homeless in retirement homes. Even here, we have retirement homes.
So many. Yeah, and you've raised somebody. So you've treated your child so horribly also. They don't want to take care of you.
Yeah.
They just want you to one day.
Or life has treated them in a way that you didn't expect. You can't help them. They can't help themselves. So they can't even help you.
Yeah. Because I know for retirement homes, even I know some are not even visited. So just you can, if you don't have a child, it's okay. Child free by choice. Most of the posts on Instagram are okay with it, which is a good thing. Progress. You don't, it's not a must for you to give back. Okay. Si lazima. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Good closing remarks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mama Kate.
Asante ni kwa kuni-invite. I hope I've not spoken. I hope I've not overspoken or overshared. But whatever I said is from my heart. And yeah, it is what it is, man.
So guys, if you're waiting for that Kate, Mama Kate video to drop on YouTube, it's going to be the end of the year. I hope you'll have this one to keep you...
End of the year?
Mom, we always have one video at least for my channel.
Each half of the year.
All of us together. At all of us together. Me and you together. We always have a conversation.
Oh.
Yeah,
we need to have... What do you think we're going to talk about?
Okay. It will come in August.
You know, we've not talked about anything to do with children.
Me?
Do you want children?
Me, of course.
Good for you.
Go, you go, man. You go.
Okay. Can we end there?
Yeah.
Bye.
Adios.